On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Chatsworth Magistrates Court is ready to open its doors again. Justice and Public Works officials will step into the newly refurbished building at 10 o'clock this morning. Pat Mudley, the head of KZN's Department of Justice, explains why the court needed a facelift.
Chatsworth has grown both residential component as well as the economic hub in that area have grown, and the court was literally had become insufficient for the needs that it was required to serve.
She says the new features that were included during the restoration project include 7 high security courtrooms.
There is a regional court that will take care of the more serious matters as well as sexual offences matters. There's a proper sexual offences court with a separate intermediary room so that children and vulnerable adults can give evidence via CCTV camera and don't have to face the perpetrator in court.
The Office of the Public Protector must submit its reasons today for not paying former Public Protector Busisi Mkhwebane a 10 million rand gratuity. It's been ordered to do so by the High Court in Pretoria. Mkhwebane's application has been rolled over to an undetermined date. The court said the Office of the Public Protector failed to provide crucial documents promptly. Mkhwebane wants the court to declare the conduct of the office and its head, Kolega Treleger, unconstitutional and invalid. Judge Colleen Collis attributed the delay in the application's readiness for hearing solely to the officer's actions. The court mandated the office to cover Mkhwebane's costs on a punitive scale. On to breaking international news, reports are that Iran is under attack. Various news agencies in the U.S. say Israel has launched a strike against Tehran in retaliation for its weekend attack. They say the target inside Iran isn't yet clear. There's been no comment from the White House yet. Israel has warned it would hit back after Iran fired hundreds of missiles and drones into Israel over the weekend. Most of them were intercepted. And polls opened today in elections in India, with eligible voters making up more than 10% of the world's population. It's the most populous country, home to 1.4 billion people. Votes are being held in 102 constituencies today. As the world witnesses the largest ever democratic exercise, ballots will be cast over 7 stages, with the results set to be announced on the 4th of June. Narendra Modi could become India's longest-serving prime minister if his party wins the most seats again and he survives a full term. Back at Omaha, you can expect a high of 28 degrees in Durban. Maritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natar Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Liverpool miss out on Europa League semi-final spots. The Dolphins ready themselves for KZN Derby against the Tuskers today. And Akani Simbine hopes to claim his 6th SA 100-meter crown.